Now let me pick up where we left off of Paul before. Now you'll recall that on his second missionary journey, he and Barnabas had separated, and Paul took Silas with him, and along the route he picked up Timothy, and Dr. Luke joined the group. But he visited the churches in Galatia, tempted to make a wider circle, and there was a tremendous population in that area, and he was going over into what we call today Turkey. We think of it as Asia Minor. And he intended in that area, apparently, to carry on mission work. And I think that's obvious because on his third missionary journey, he probably did his greatest missionary work with Ephesus as the headquarters. But the Spirit of God at this time put up a roadblock, would not let him go south. And he attempted to go up into Bithynia along the southern coast of the Black Sea. And again, the Spirit of God put up a roadblock. He can't go north. He can't go south. He moves toward the west, comes to Troas, waits for orders, has the vision of the man of Macedonia, crosses over to Philippi, finds out the man of Macedonia was a woman by the name of Lydia that was a seller of purple. She ran the department store there. And Paul led her to the Lord, a group that were there. And then the church was established. Paul left Philippi. Now he comes to Thessalonica. And he's in Thessalonica. Actually, we're told 3 Sabbath days. In the 17th chapter of Acts, at verse 2, we're told that he reasoned in the synagogue 3 Sabbath days. Now, that means he had to be there less than 1 month. And in that 1 month, Paul did a Herculean task. He did a mission work. He led multitudes to Christ. When I say multitudes, I mean that. Paul was an effective missionary. Now, he established a church. And in that time, he not only organized a local church, but he taught them the great doctrines of the Christian faith. And we'll see that as we get into this epistle and the next one. He taught them things that today, in churches that have been in existence 100 years, they know nothing about: the rapture of the church and the coming of Christ to establish his kingdom here on this earth. It's just a foggy notion to a great many that are in churches 100 years old. This church was not even a month old. And Paul is making known the great doctrines of the Christian faith. Now, he left Thessalonica, and I'm putting that mildly. He was run out of town. He had to leave. Now he went down to Berea. He did a work there. Took ship and went over to Athens, and he ministered there. I don't know how long he was there. I noticed the New Scofield Bible says that it was shortly. Well, I don't know where they get shortly, but that's a relative term. Shortly could mean any time from 1 day to 1,000 years, but I don't think it was 1,000 years, and I don't think it was 1 day. I think months went by. And then Paul went down to Corinth, and he's waiting for Timothy and Silas to come and bring word concerning the Thessalonians. All right? They joined him in Corinth. And I'm sure there was a time lapse, because we'll find out in the 4th chapter some of the saints, some of the ones that had come to Christ, died in the meantime. And there was a real question whether they were going to be in the rapture or not. And that to me would prove that Paul taught the soon coming of Christ, the imminent coming of Christ for his church. Well, anyway, we find that there were some questions raised. Now, Paul wrote 1 Thessalonians to answer these questions and to instruct these people further and to comfort them. They needed that. And there is generally given a threefold purpose for the writing of this epistle, and that is to confirm young converts in the great elementary truths of the gospel. And then the second reason, to condition them to go on unto holy living. And that's very important, by the way. And to comfort them regarding the return of Christ. And we'll see that when we get to it.